You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The internet. 790-2040 is the phone number. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. Good morning to Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago.
Oh, morning.
And good morning to Pat Sneezek from Sun Street Mortgage. Good
morning, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
How's it going?
You got your NAU shirt on. Very appropriate.
I do. Hey, speaking of which, can I do a quick shout out?
Well, sure.
All right, real quick.
It'd be rude of me to now shoot you down after you said that.
Much appreciated. Want to welcome Cheyenne Eckel and Elisa Carlson up in Flagstaff. It's funny, I'm wearing the shirt. Didn't even think about it till now, but want to do a shout out to those two ladies. We have now, Sun Street's now open at Flagstaff on Railroad Springs Road.
Wow.
So we're really, really, you know, fortunate to have those two ladies. They've lived up there a long time. They have good relationships, and we're looking forward to expanding into lumberjack country. So welcome,
Flagstaff.
Cheyenne and Elisa.
Flagstaff's blowing
up. Yeah, it's just crazy. Your signal doesn't go that far, does it?
We're
getting there.
If we get Ed on the bicycle and ramp it up.
You can ask Alexa and she'll find us.
That's true. Right. So all of you NAUers, all you Flagstaffers, just ask your Dumbo Alexa to play KVOI. And you'll find it. Rocco, were you in Flagstaff recently? Why do I know?
Like about a year ago or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was more recent.
Great little town.
It was, it was banging.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's got a Grimaldi's. That's all I know.
My daughter Marcella went there. It's a great school.
There's a lot of pizzerias in Flagstaff.
Sure.
You can't shake a.
Well,
shake a dead cat without something.
So Rocco, I got a press release from the kids at Rio Nuevo talking about you. For goodness sake,
a press release.
Yeah, they said they're throwing you out of your old building. Good going.
Not so much. That may be overstating it. I've been looking to move for about 2 years and working with a real estate agent. We actually had a couple other deals lined up when Ray Flores was like, hey, why don't you just talk to Rio Nuevo? So I made the entreats to them, and then I had a meeting with Mark Irvin and Fletcher.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we got this. It's going to take a while. So I started looking at what would be shortly remnant properties, because they knew who was leaving here and there, just to the west of me.
Right.
And so I looked at a bunch of properties. I looked at probably like 15 buildings or whatever that they own.
And everyone needs to realize that part of the Broadway widening,
right,
was basically going to kill the marquee and get really close to you.
Yeah, it's going to move my marquee. It's going to get real close to my front door. It's killing the parking lots to a lot of buildings, especially on the north side where we are.
Right.
Including where we're moving, which is Solat Plaza, which is the plaza where everybody might remember where Tucson Tamale was. And Bernardi Animal Hospital, the holistic, but very awesome animal hospital and stuff, yeah.
So you're moving there.
Right.
You're still working kind of the deal on that, right?
It's the deal's pretty hashed out, but we don't have all the lawyer signing and whatnot, but we're expanding from my building right now without the patio is 1,440 square feet.
Right.
With the patio, it's 1,500. No. It's like 1,500 square feet, and then this new place is 6,030 square feet. So.
Oh wow, big jump.
That's a big jump.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, Rocco, you have been at this location for 20 years.
Yeah, almost 21 years.
And you have done such a nice job with this restaurant over the years.
Well, anecdotally, it's people don't come to my restaurant anymore because it's too busy in the Yogi Berra way of doing things. I have a lot of regulars who say, I just keep driving, man. If there's cars out in front, I know I can't get a seat.
Yeah.
Bro.
Well, how many people can you seat inside?
It's like if my patio is full, I think we got like 87. Something like that.
Wow.
That's it.
And what about the new location?
The new location is vastly larger.
About 700.
I was just going to say, are you tripling that number?
Yeah, a little bit. We have because we're not going to have a patio. It's all inside. And right. I was concerned about, you know, it's nice to have a patio. It also sucks to have a patio. Like, if I'm only using it, like, 60 to 70% of the time, it's like wasted real estate that I could be put to other use.
Right.
And then... there's going to, if you've ever been to Kingfisher, you know how they have that little room off to the side that's like, we're going to have a room like that. Where it's like the overflow party. You're going to have your bar mitzvah or your quinceañera, whatever. Right.
I think a bar mitzvah at Rocco's would be amazing.
It'd be awesome.
Actually.
Another great restaurant, Kingfisher.
And also there's going to be a bar with like kind of separate access that can be open a bit later and have some bar eats and stuff. And then we'll close off the dining room so that you can just have like a bar open till midnight or whatever. And that neighborhood doesn't have a bar. Like the only bar in that neighborhood is, what's it called? Sidecar, which is Ari Shapiro's little place.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, it's across the street, across the street from the bread guy, you know? From the bread guy.
Yeah,
from Barrio Bread.
On the side of
it's the sushi place. Yeah, it's across from Don.
Yeah.
And they don't really keep late hours. I think he's only open until 10 or midnight or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not big at all. It's just a little tiny cocktail
lounge. It's the Boomer Bar. It's over by 9:30.
It's from the
70s.
Sure, and my bar is going to be like the walkable neighborhood bar for the neighbors.
Tell the neighbors yet?
Cool. That's cool.
I'm
telling the neighbors right now.
Okay. Like,
I'm sure the neighbors know.
I saw a beautiful artist rendering of what the inside might look at. Tell me that story.
That was an artist rendering. That's like some captures that when my designer Wayne Swan and I were looking at stuff. I'm like, make it like I want this place to look like it's been there for 75 years in Chicago.
Right.
And he came up with this. He's like, how's this? I'm like, that's a pretty good starting point.
The best. You know?
So because we're on radio, describe...
You have to go to Christy Simone.
Well, it's darkish, and it has... it's going to have a veneer, like a real brick veneer, not faux brick like I got now.
You have brick? I never saw a brick in your place.
It's faux.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna have like together seating. We're not gonna have these like foofy, comfy chairs in this picture. It's a little bit ostentatious for what we're trying to do, but yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Let's talk about the kitchen facilities. How does your kitchen facilities get better? Because you have you guys are like Scotty from Star Trek,
right?
Okay, you have performed some miracles out of that kitchen, correct?
Right. Yeah. We're handicapped. I can't like make a plate of lasagna for your for your friend's party for you while we're still making pizzas and stuff like that.
Correct.
And this kitchen will have facilities for that. I'm gonna have a back line for prep under a hood and a steam kettle to do our sauces and stuff like that. So I don't have right now, but here's what my kitchen setup is right now. Two burners.
Wow.
One char broiler. One fryer. We do 25 tons of chicken wings a year
out of one fryer.
Oh, man.
And one oven. That's it.
So we do every fryer still working.
You're a miracle maker, Scotty.
Right, and we're going to basically double all that stuff.
And it's so good that you got the Guy Fieri appearance in the old place.
Yeah.
Because then,
that makes it legit.
Right. Yeah. 7:16 in the morning. Let's do one more segment with Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago. Pat Sneezek's here from Sun Street Mortgage, sunstreetmortgage.com.
Yes.
The Matt Neely just stopped by, and he said he was going to take the street to lead him, that led him home.
That's right. I'm sure he'll find a street that leads him home. Yeah, absolutely.
We're hanging out with two great local business guys, Pat and Rocco. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Give us a call, 790-2040. And Alexander talked about zithers. I want to know if Rocco played zither in his beautiful
marching band.
Park band.
He brought back these memories, yeah.
Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago, Pat Sneezek's here on 10:30 The Voice, Sun Street Mortgage. Rocco, do you have, and Pat, we'll start with Rocco, the Rambo movie. Do you have any interest in seeing the Rambo movie?
I missed the last Gore Fest. not really. I'm just like curious. Like, how this is going to shake out.
I want to see him like go right over a guy's throat with his wheelchair. What were you going to say, Pat?
You know, that and that movie and the new Top Gun movie that's coming out. Everybody's talking
about it. Wait, there's
up.
A Top Gun movie?
No. It's just like,
there's a Top
my
Gun
God,
movie.
Walk back in time.
So the best part of that is, right, is that Tom Cruise is still at the same rank he was.
No.
Remember, if you bump you up, you can't fly.
Right.
So he's like Captain Kirk, where he's like, he's going to pass the promotion.
Oh, man.
Captain, your destiny is being a starship captain.
Yes.
I feel as though the rank of admiral is a waste of your specific talents. Thank you, Spock. So we got Bad Boys 3 coming out next year.
Oh.
I mean, Hollywood is truly bankrupt.
Oh, man. You're reaching.
It's either comic books or Bad Boys 3. Now, I like Bad Boys 1. I thought that was I like the chemistry between Will Smith and excuse me, Martin Lawrence, but
right.
Bad Boys 2 was not that great, and whatevs. I had mild interest on this Ad Astra thing with Brad Pitt, but
at least the title sequence that you saw in the that they're showing now looks cool. So
we'll see what happens.
But I'm just a sucker for any science fiction movie, at least until it develops that it's just going to be horrible.
The one thing that has saved me in the world of being a cord cutter now is Pluto TV.
Oh,
you can stream it through your Fire Stick. It's a free service other than streaming it. And it has the weirdest little cutouts, but one of the things it does is it has 24 hours a day channel of Mystery Science Theater.
No.
All the originals. So I'm a happy guy. I was watching The Indestructible Man this morning at 4:30 in the morning with the dog. It was totally amazing.
Very cool.
Now, also, tomorrow is it's kickoff of Oktoberfest.
Right.
You and I have been having this discussion forever.
Yeah.
Where's Tucson's Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Next year,
like I was saying, Tucson Originals is rallying now. We just had 3 sold out events this summer, and ultimately, it's our goal to work up a fantastic Oktoberfest, quite possibly in Armory Park. So
last week, see Armory, don't do it in Armory Park.
No,
half of Tucson doesn't want to go now.
You don't
want to
go downtown. No,
Rito is the place to do it.
Okay,
it's the perfect place between the foothills and the middle part of town.
All right.
If you do Oktoberfest at Rito Park, it'll be an unqualified, massive success.
Okay. And plus, it looks just like Munich down there.
Of course. But again, it's the idea that it's such a... We used to do the Oktoberfest with the... Was it Sun Sounds or those folks used to... Remember, was that beer festival?
Beer festival, yeah.
Right? It's such a cool thing. We need to do it again.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that. It might be like prohibitively expensive to do the startup version of it for the first year. But we want to knock it out of the park. So
we're gonna have to find a sugar daddy.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to find the sugar daddy sponsor.
You send me some sugar daddies.
I'll send you some sugar daddies. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Tell me, Rocco. For you, as you're moving through, we've talked about the since the high rises have built up at the U of A, kind of the traffic of humanity that goes. Past your place, what does that look like now in 2019 for you?
You know, it's weird. Broadway has seemed to have calmed down since this whole Broadway widening project has been like seriously considered.
Okay.
I know when we were looking at the numbers, they just weren't, you know, because of the recession mostly is when the traffic started tanking.
Right.
But you know, Broadway's just not that busy yet, and one of the reasons is because it's just a kind of congested corridor.
Right.
One of the things that people on the Broadway corridor were concerned about is, you know, if you build the street faster, people are just going to zoom right past places that you want them to stop at. You know, and that's what you know. We're part of what Rio Nuevo is trying to do is get it looking good and work to the strengths, which is like the mid-century modern aspect and the cool businesses that are there or might be moving in to give them places to stop. So,
correct.
But right now, realistically, Broadway's just, you know, it's the same as it's always been. And now that traffic's being a little constricted by occasional construction and stuff, you know, it's kind of a pain in the butt. So
it'll look good when it's done though.
It'll not only will it look great. And what I'm counting on is, There's going to be a lot of investment. You know, there's one. That's one of the reasons I've stuck there. Even though, the other one is just because, like, where am I going to go? But also, I like the area. It's close. Broadmoor is the neighborhood to the south of us, and Sam Hughes is to the north. Those are both freaking great neighborhoods.
Oh, awesome!
And you know, in any other city of any size, the Sunshine Mile area, being as far as it is from downtown, would just be considered downtown. It's like, the only reason it's not downtown is because there's like an overpass and a snake bridge, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but it'll look neat and clean and fresh. No, it'll improve your image and.
Right, I saw some of the overlays, and they're not going to do as many trees as they thought they were going to be, just because then nobody can see your signs, but it's going to look pretty cool, and I know there's going to be a lot of investment.
In the end, right, what do you want, right? So it's the idea that in any stretch of like a little business neighborhood, you need a variety of compelling businesses that are doing or selling cool things and doing it in a good way.
Right, exactly.
And that's what you want to get back to in the end. That's where you're going to be, I think, a very important part of this.
Well, that's why, I think that's why one of the reasons that they're interested in this deal is because we've stuck it out and not that we've paid our dues, but that, we've demonstrated that we can draw people to the area. And reliably pay our bills. So if they throw me some cash as an anchor to this little plaza that they're redeveloping, you know, and what they're going to do is they're going to tear the facades off. They have pictures of what it used to look like when these buildings were built, and they're bringing them back to the mid-century modern facades. Yep. They're redeveloping the back parking lot and stuff, and you know, it's going to be a cool plaza that people are going to want to move into. And if they have, you know, one tenant, like I guess me, signed that they know people are going to be there, you know, then we'll get some shopping there.
790-2040. Let's go to Billy number two on line two. Billy, you're on with Pat Sneezek from Sun Street and Rocco's Little Chicago. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Hey, in regards to this Oktoberfest, if I recall, it's about beer and stuff like that, right? Drinking beer and eating stuff like that.
It's about celebrating our Bavarian heritage, but keep going.
So how many brew houses and brew pubs do we have in town here now lately?
78.
I think realistically it's close to 40.
Okay.
But it's still a lot.
Well, in terms of a sugar daddy, all you need is a couple of those guys, two or three of them, to sponsor the thing, and you can just ride herd on the whole thing and make it a big deal. So that's where I'd start. I mean, that's the logical place. Those guys have a vested interest in it, and have some fun with it. What do you think?
Right, and Tucson Originals is committed to making the food for this event, too. So we're trying to partner. We already partner with a couple of different breweries, like Crooked Tooth and Barrio and stuff like that. And, we need to expand on that.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, was the beer side of it. Not so much the food. You guys got the food stuff. I was just looking at somebody to you know, cut a check for, you know, and have
None of these breweries have that kind of money to pony up, though. I mean, like, running a brewery is not a huge cash cow, you know. It's a
They need to have less of them. There's a pile of them around. They're all not making money.
Well, no, they're all making a little bit of money. That's the thing. Like, we're gonna have to mass them together to get a couple of bucks together to get this going.
Okay. Well, throw in the liquor guy. The whiskey guy.
We'll make this happen.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you, Billy.
Whoever sells Jägermeister, we need them on board this. You know?
Now, what I want to do, I want to real quick talk about the drop in rates and how we talked about boats leaving the dock and all that. We want to get to that. But I did find in the Arizona Daily Star, they did compile some Oktoberfest events, and we'll finish off going through each one of those. But, Patrick, they dropped the rates again.
Yes, they did. Last week, dropped it a quarter, and rates are good coming into the fall. And if anyone out there is sitting with a mortgage of, you know, probably 4.5 to 4.75 or higher, you need to be looking at refinancing.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, my God.
You're on Wake Up Tucson on 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. Sneezek, why are you laughing?
Oh, God.
What?
It's a little early for all that.
That's Pat Sneezek, Sun Street Mortgage. Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago's here.
Morning.
And Ed Ackerley from Ed Ackerley Campaign for Mayor's here.
Yes.
The back door was
welcome.
Open, so I thought I'd stop in.
You were cruising the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
He was measuring the potholes in the neighborhood there and decided to cruise in the back door.
Nice.
We'll get to what's going on and give you an update on Ed's campaign very, very soon. Pat, we cut you off with...
in the middle of the interest
With the Bloomberg Business Minute.
Wow.
So you were saying that they cut mortgages. Anyone that's 4.5 or over right now should be probably talking to you guys.
Or talking to, you know, a loan officer of their choice, because there's a lot of great lenders in town.
Yep.
But if you're at 4.5, 4.75 or higher, you need to be looking at refinancing. Rates are good. They're going to be low for a while. Might be one more cut before Christmas. Don't know yet. You know, feds don't feel like there's a recession on the horizon. The consumer is spending money like crazy, which makes up 70% or 2/3 of our economy and keeping money flowing. And the money is flowing because we're spending it. So we'll see what the future brings. But rates look good.
The president, when I saw him on Wednesday, kind of said he was in support of going more, believe it or not. Because, of course, he wants this economy going through re-election.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And, Rocco, you were talking about this off the air. It's like, go buy a house.
get in the game.
A friend of mine just got his real estate license. Yeah. He's like, dude, tell your employees to get, you know, at least get a HUD house. Get something, man.
Well,
get something
home going. Prices are increasing steadily, and it's great, you know.
So
it's going to be good, but it does cut out people who can afford to buy a home. But low rates help.
Sun Street Mortgage is all over this town. There's no reason. There. How many locations inside of Tucson, Patrick?
I think 11.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice. Yeah.
So
yeah, like 11, yeah.
We can't make it more convenient than that.
We try.
Remember, sunstreetmortgage.com to find out more. Roccoslittlechicago.com. Yeah. Do we have a pizza of the month again? Is this back?
Yeah, just come in and get whatever you want. I mean, we try to sell the pizza of the month, and it's not a big seller, but, you know, people always get what they got last time, and just come on, visit us. It's all good.
I went with my buddy Jimmy a couple of weeks ago, and he got the your fettuccine Alfredo with the grilled chicken on top. He thought it was one of the best ones he's had in a long time. So,
sweet, man.
You know, you don't think about, because we always talk wings and pizza and, you know, Italian beef sandwiches. He loved your fettuccine Alfredo.
Our pastas have their own special friends who come in to get those all the time, so it's great.
He's coming, new location coming soon. So,
but stay tuned, kids.
Open Sundays for football, of course.
Yeah. Nice.
And everything else.
So
and after
church. To paraphrase Rocco, if you can't decide what the heck you want on your pizza, forget about it, right? Get what you want. Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, get what you
want.
Get some spaghetti and meatballs.
I have to think everything out for you. I got to tell you what pizza to get. Jeez. Right?
Now, one more thing on Rocco's, and then we're going to count down the Oktoberfest things. your commercial with Inagata DeVita has so been in my brain over the years, right? That when I listen to the original, I'm singing the stinking pizza lyrics.
It's not as good. And there we have it, folks. Yeah.
All right. So Friday, September 20th, that's tonight, at as a former Knight of Columbus Grand Knight, I'm very familiar with Regina Clary, 5133. They are doing their Oktoberfest celebration tonight to raise money for Stand Up for Kids.
Nice.
Yay. Awesome.
21 and older event. Take place 6 to 9 at the Council over on Mountain View Avenue. That's over by Swan and 22nd. And they, of course, music from the Bouncing Checks.
Oh, yeah.
And food from Bob Dobbs, including a 20. So basically, you're going to get your music and your food for $20.
Cool.
And it supports a really cool thing. Tomorrow night, they're doing the Pueblo Vida guys are doing an Oktoberfest. Dillinger Brewing, all these brewing places, Ed, they are coming through. Next weekend's doing one. What else do we got here? Oh, this is Ski Valley. This is Saturday and Sundays up through October 13th up on Mount Lemmon.
Okay.
And it says, of course, it's the closest you can get to partying in the Alps without leaving Arizona.
This is true.
So admission is free, live music, dancing, food, and, of course, beer are all on the menu. So each day it goes from noon to 5.
We would appreciate if there was a designated driver.
Really? Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
On the mountain road?
On the mountain road.
Yeah. I think so.
How much, as we like to say, how much is the Uber up Mount Lemmon, as we would like to say.
Right. And or then, one of those little scooters. How much? Gonna make it?
Take it on Mount Lemmon. That's a good idea. I thought it would make it, dude.
So I did. I did ask my one of my Uber drivers in San Diego about the scooter thing.
Yeah.
Right. And he likes the scooter thing, but then I said, what don't you like about it? Then he started. He wanted to be nice about it at first, right? Then he said, look. Yeah, they do kind of pile up just like these piles of crap.
Right.
He doesn't like that they're riding on the sidewalks or in pedestrian zones.
Right.
Right.
And they're way too fast.
They're pretty quick, man.
No.
I have not seen a helmet on anybody
of
with
course
a scooter.
Not.
Well, who's going to wear? That's what I always love when the city, well, you should wear a helmet.
It's all over the, on the website.
Bring your own helmet, right?
Yeah, BYOH.
Like you have a brain if you're on one anyway, so okay.
I have a friend of mine who tried one of the ones in Old Town Scottsdale, and he literally had his kids, I'll tell you who it is off air, right, and try it, and he showed me the video. He almost killed himself.
It was like dangerous at any speed.
It was too fast, too jumpy, and he almost basically rammed into a rail, for God's sakes.
Wow.
So that'll shorten the family vacation.
Anyway, maybe not up Mount Lemmon. I recant my previous.
That doesn't sound like a punk rock drummer. Go for it, bro.
Go for it.
All right, RoccosLittleChicago.com. And exciting news, congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
And you've put in the tough years and the efforts, and you have actually shown more, just as much as anyone else, that you want to be part of this community in all different ways. And, you know, we talk about the Gordon Ramsay serve your neighborhood factor. I think I don't want to embarrass you, but I think you're one of the shining examples of that. So
what else am I going to do?
Thank you, Rocco.
Right.
Pat Snezek, thanks for doing what you guys do.
Thanks for having me on.
More low rates going on. This is the time to get a refinance your house or buy one.
Absolutely.
If you have good credit. And on OAC, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then congratulations on opening up a Flagstaff office.
Yes, thanks very much.
That's a crazy market right now.
Yeah, it's going to be great in lumberjack country.
Well,
so
good shirt today. So
thank you.
When we come back, Mayor candidate Ed Ackerley, we're going to get into the knee deep into what's going on in the city of Tucson. So
Ed used to do a lot with the Oktoberfest, didn't you?
He didn't have his headphones on. Ed Alexander has a question for you.
You used to do a lot with the Oktoberfest at Reed Park, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was part of your deal.
12 years, yeah.
Yeah. Would know.
See ya.
Hey now, 7:45 on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Remember, if you miss anything, KVY.com, DSimoneHQ.com. And in addition to that, of course, we just put up a Facebook out of the archives. Got a good. It was an old one that Joe and I did called John Winchester's a Loser. Go check that out on our Facebook page and also on our YouTube page. And then also one more thing, October 3rd, it's our next happy hour at Charo Vita, Ina and Oracle. It's Adriana's 29th birthday party. Please join us 5:30 to 7:30. Let the birthday girl know you're coming at WUTEvents@gmail.com. Good morning to Ed Ackerley, independent candidate for mayor. Hold on. Ed Alexander? Let's have a...
I had it up. I just didn't have it on. That's all.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Keep having those conversations with yourself. Good morning to Ed Ackerley.
Good morning. good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Ed. Ed A.
Now, as you know, the Ed A over there, the other Ed A, is also... He's actually a mayor.
I'm already mayor.
Of Pliskin Acres.
And I will endorse you right now.
This is great.
You can put me on the list, okay, on your website.
I think this is my first endorsement.
See?
I think this is a major major thing here today.
I'll get the firefighters from the Pliskin Acres. I'll get the police from Pliskin Acres. We don't have any police from Pliskin Acres.
We do have a meth lab czar.
Thank you.
We'll see how that goes. How is it going so far? Since the last time I saw you, you qualified for your clean elections matching. Everyone who wants you to win, people who want all those basics, are excited to find out what's going on. What's going on?
Well, we're excited about the fact that we get to spend some money. We're in a digital phase right now. We got TV and radio starting. We have billboards up. We've got signage going up. So next 45 to 70 days is going to be pretty exciting as we move through the process. So we're excited. You know, November 5th is right around the corner. October 10th is right around the corner when those first ballots drop. So we're going to be, and there's no Republican on the general election ballot, as you know. There's no Republican listed on the general election ballot. So I do have a, some good shot at this.
Now, for a mutual acquaintance of ours who is a good sized donor in this town,
right.
Who remained unnamed when I said, "Hey, did you donate to Ackerley?" And he just thinks that, well, you don't have a chance in winning this thing. So what's your I might have heard this before. What's the counter to that?
I think I heard it once.
Right.
Maybe twice.
Okay.
No, I get that a lot. You know, you have no chance to win. Independents never won. We don't have a history of electing independents. Independents are you can't back them. There's no structure behind them. There's no machine, et cetera. I've gotten all of that. Well, I just say do the math. Arithmetic is pretty impressive. We've got 59,000 Republicans who don't have a person on the general election ballot representing them. We've got 80,000 independents that are looking for a candidate to represent them. And then, you know, I do think that the 49.7% of people in the Democratic primary that voted for another candidate other than the nominee, that they might not necessarily want to vote for the nominee and are looking for another option. So if you add all those numbers together, there's a mathematical, statistical map there that could actually make it beneficial for us. And that was the strategy that we started in the very beginning, to say you couldn't win as a Republican, you couldn't win as a Democrat against the machine, but you could do it if you did it through this path that we've outlined. And all the dominoes have lined up, and it'll just be interesting to see if we can tip them in the right way and have them all the stars align, and we can do this. And I think we can. The Republicans are obviously very much on my side, and the independents, which are hard to find and hard to get a hold of, but those that I have talked to a person have told me they're interested in my campaign. So, you know, I haven't talked to all 80,000 of them, but I've talked to quite a few of them. So I'm sure there are some independents out there that lean a little bit Democratic, so I think that's obvious. I'm not going to get them all, but if we can get the majority of those two columns and get some people switching over from the Democratic Party over to an independent voice, boom, we're there.
How about the fallout of a ugly Democrat primary that they spent over $1.5 million for this job, or at least try to chance at this job? Any fallout of that benefits your? Do you think that benefits your campaign?
Yes, I don't think that's those types of things are good for the political process. We need to be talking about the policy and what the future holds, not get into that vitriol. And that's, I think, what people are tired of, is people going after people personally. And it just, to me, that was, I guess, in a strange way, it does benefit me, because there are some people out there that maybe react negatively to the result and then might want to switch their vote to some other alternative. So in a strange way, yeah, it does benefit me. But overall, the process overall, I don't think was beneficial to the city of Tucson. We should have just elected the Democratic nominee and had them move on to the general, and away we go. So I hope that we don't get into that in the general, and I've made a pledge not to do that. I've talked with the Democratic nominee, and she said the same thing. We don't need to be doing that in the general. Let's just lay the cards on the table and let people make a choice.
What have you learned out there so far? Knocking on doors and going to different meetings. What are maybe some unexpected things that you're learning out there?
Well, I have to be honest and say that running as an independent is a very difficult thing. I knew it was going to be tough going in, and I think I've learned that lesson. It's been very, very tough. It's been very tough to... You have to have the conversation with people about why you're running as an independent before you can even get into policy.
Right.
And so that has been a difficult task for me. When I do get a chance to talk to people about the math and about why we're doing what we're doing, then they begin to listen to the policy. And obviously my policy is we need to do the basics and get these things done that we've been talking about, that you've been talking about for years, and I've been talking about and watching and seeing happen. And I had the good fortune of meeting with a couple of mayors, one incumbent and one previous mayor. You know, they said to me, you know, it is about those basics that you're talking about. That's what the mayor and the council have control over, is the allocation of funds to fix roads and get police and fire and fix the parks and do some economic stimulus and do business services. That's what they're hired for. That's what they would hire me for, is to do that. So that's what I'm focusing on.
What are you learning about in relation to your campaign and what's going on in the Sanctuary City kerfuffle right now?
the Sanctuary City kerfuffle, I am so adamant against the concept and label of Sanctuary City, and I come at it from a marketing perspective more than anything. I'm a humanitarian. I think we should help people, and I think we have a good example at 4550 South Palo Verde. I think that that's a great model for us to look at, that Center for Opportunity. And Tucson's been a welcoming city for hundreds and hundreds of years, and we're not going to change that. But what I think has been interesting is the way that people are hanging their hat on the sanctuary cities and you know, being so emotional over it, and it has become such a critical issue. You know, that's going to benefit me. It's going to benefit me because most people that I've talked to, now I'm not talking obviously to necessarily all the Democrats, but the people that I talk to, almost to a person, have told me that they don't want to have Tucson be labeled a sanctuary city for a variety of reasons. And they, you know, cite the public safety issues, cite the state shared revenue issue, the threat from the administration that they would withdraw or withhold money from cities and states that label themselves sanctuary city. I say it for another reason. You know, we would tell people from Provo to Nashville, from Wisconsin down to Texas, that hey, don't come to Tucson. You know, that heartland, for the most part, most of those people in the heartland are not fans of the term sanctuary city. We label ourselves sanctuary city. We shoot ourselves in the foot. We're trying to get visitors to come here to spend money so our sales tax goes up, our hotel bed tax goes up, so that the taxes that they would bring in buying second homes and so forth helps us in our economy. If we tell half of the United States, don't bother coming to Tucson, we have just stifled the engine that drives the city sales tax, which is where we get the money to help the people that are asking for the help, or the people that are needing the help that are coming through our city. So it just doesn't make any economic sense. It makes no marketing sense whatsoever.
Well, and at the same time, if those funds do get withheld, delivering the basics, which this council for the last 20 years has found extraordinarily difficult somehow, right, is going to be even more difficult.
And you do that, you couple that, and so then it's a downward cycle from there. Then you go from 763 or 753 police officers down to even lower.
Yep.
And you can't provide the services that you need. And I was up at Sun Corridor last week, and Joe Snell said that four things he said that businesses tell him when they come to Tucson. Number two, fix the roads. We've got to get these roads fixed. Now Sun Corridor is even going to get into the road fixing business because it is stifling economic development in our city because the roads are not fixed. And so if we now take away money from the budget, as much as 10%, maybe a little bit more from state shared revenue funds coming away from the budget, where are we going to get the money to fix the roads? Where are we going to get the money to hire the police officers?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Sun Corridor on the show.
I know you are.
If Joe Snell actually became a non-invertebrate and actually did something, I'd be in shock. Ed Alexander, do you have your news in front of you?
I do.
Give me this. You have the story about this poor kid, the 15-year-old? Do you have that in your story?
That was yesterday. I have to go find yesterday's news.
All right. This is what I have it in front of me. It's just so everyone knows. And this is when we talk about basics, right? We're talking about cops,
right?
So this is the KGUN9 reporting on this, right? This is, so we have a young man, 15-year-old Eric Isaac Nunez, who was, the call came in at 6 a.m. Near Campbell and Drexel. They believe multiple people were present when this young 15-year-old man was, young boy was shot. Gunshots were heard previous evening. Several people were seen leaving immediately after. And then they're saying they found this kid the next morning.
Hours later. Yeah. In the neighborhood on somebody's lawn. Yeah.
Is why
in the neighborhood,
I keep saying what I say. And this is why Ed's running for office, because having 15-year-old kids shot and then we find them 7 hours later on somebody's front lawn is not the Tucson anyone wants or would ever want. So
I would say it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
I would say that this is just not what we need to do in governance, and we need to do something about it. And if it requires that we hire 300 or 400 more police officers to make that happen, if we reassign desk jobs and get them out in the field, if we, we've got to talk to the chief and say, you know, we've got to refocus here on what the priority is for public safety. And, you know, 60%, some said 80%, but one of the previous mayors said it should be 80%. But 60% of our budget goes to public safety. Well, we need to show some results in that area. And you can't have no-shows on calls. You can't have a lack of performance on calls because I just talking to somebody yesterday that their home's been broken into 27 times. He said it was the most, the police have told him it's probably one of the most broken into homes in the city. And a couple of times he's called, zero show. Don't even come because he's been broken into so many times.
So if you want to help take Tucson back, getting this guy elected mayor is probably a good first step. So what's the website real quick?
AckerleyForMayor.com. And I need some donations that are going to be matched dollar for dollar. So help me out.
All right. Good luck, Ed.
Thanks.
Sean McCluskey's coming up next. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. That person.